Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shout out to all our teachers that listen to us. It is Teacher Appreciation Week. If you haven't shown your appreciation for your son or daughter's teacher, make sure you do so this week especially, all right?
You might need to dig him out of a hole grades-wise.
Whatever it takes. Learn from USC.
Right?
That's plain.
Oh, geez.
Brian actually found a cool and pretty funny list of the weirdest gifts that teachers have received during Teacher Appreciation Week, or especially, you know, coming up to the last days of school. You kind of... A lot of parents try to do a cool little gift, especially in the last stretch, try to get their grades up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Just to show that. I mean, it's Teacher Appreciation Week. Also, you know, you just want to show teachers that you appreciate the hard work they do. And these lists are great because they're generally always like kindergartners, right?
Right.
Kindergartners don't. They see other kids given gifts. And then, you know, maybe their parent didn't give them a gift to give. So I found this list on Twitter yesterday. It reminded me of, I got a phenomenal gift when I was working in a kindergarten class. But so this is the funniest five items I found on this list. Where the first is a wrapped organic cucumber from Whole Foods.
Why?
Wrapped. I like that they wrapped it like it was a gift.
Yeah. Saran wrapped. Probably because homeboy found it in the fridge, didn't know what it was. It looked nice and somebody brought an apple. But a Whole Foods cucumber, you know that parent who bought it because they're like, they wrap them into individually.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was like a $7 cucumber. Oh, yeah. The kid just dropped it off on the teacher's desk. This one's great.
I was just going to say, man, you got to throw some tahini with that. Mm. Some chili powder. Then it's a really good gift.
It's just weird. A dirty coffee mug that said, number one dad.
That is.
Potentially re-gifting.
Come on. Yeah.
Potentially.
They just grabbed it out of the car on the way. A live turtle they found on the playground.
Aww. That's really sweet.
It's like you're giving someone a pet. You're like, that's a responsibility
exactly.
They have to take.
Exactly. A half-eaten turkey sandwich.
What?
And this is another good one, too. A stapler they stole from the main office.
Had
the tag main office on it.
Wow. So that nobody would steal it?
Right, exactly. I remember when I was teaching, man, this is the best one that I ever got. Because I had kids try to give me, like, their little handheld video games. And
like
stuff.
Game Boys and stuff?
Game Boys. And
what?
But you don't want to take that. These kids, because these kids don't, all they want to do is show that they're involved.
Well, yeah, man. And then it just gets messy because when parents find out, they just think you stole the
exactly.
Game Boy.
Right.
The Game Boy.
Robbing these kids.
Yeah.
I had kids try to give me gift cards and stuff that they got for Christmas, and they just had like in a backpack here, and you're like, I'm not going to take your stuff. But the best one I got was this little kid one day. He brought in a half-used stick of Degree women's deodorants.
Oh, my God.
Definitely stole out of his mom's drawer in the bathroom. But he kept calling it an air freshener. And he was like, hey, I brought this for you. It's a present. It's an air freshener.
He's telling you that you smell.
The other class smelled like garbage, Chelsea. We're talking about kindergartners here.
No, but I think he's telling you smell.
No, he wanted to share. This, like, he wanted the classroom. He said, my mom has it at the house. It smells amazing. Like, this kid smells like boogers. He's not even, like, in dirt. Like, he's not capable of knowing what smells bad. But then he wanted it on, like, on the front table when he walked into the classroom, like, right by the chalkboard. He wanted it there as an air freshener all day. And when his mom came to pick him up, I was like, hey, Darren brought in this air freshener, and his mom was mortified.
Aww.
Like, mortified, because, I mean, it was like a half-used stick of deodorant, like, just kind of gross just sitting in the classroom.
What kind of gifts, if you're a teacher yourself, how you receive from kids? You know, they're innocent, but they're thinking they're showing love this way. Or if you remember what gift you brought to your teacher one day, that now you look back, you're like, what was I thinking? That was kind of weird. Hit us up via text or call 877-971-HITS. Caroline, thank you for listening to us. What's one of the weirdest gifts ever received as a teacher?
Yeah, so I've been a teacher for over 10 years now, and the weirdest gift that I've ever received was one of my students gave me an apple,
that's
totally
nice.
Normal,
yeah.
Except he spray painted it black.
Oh my gosh.
What does that mean?
But it was like, I can't eat this. I can't, what am I supposed to do? Like display this weird black apple somewhere? Like what?
I always thought it was weird when kids would give apples or food anyway. Like, I don't know where this has been.
Yeah. Really, bro? My teachers would ask me.
Really?
To bring extra food from home.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, because I didn't buy like school lunch very often, right? Uh-huh. I would always come over with leftovers from what happened the night before. So I was bringing pozole and all kinds of delicious like refried beans, you know what I'm saying? And they'd be like, yo, man, can you bring some extra? Because it was bomb.
Dude, the struggle was super real in Santa Ana. Because I when I was teaching, the struggle was way real for me too. But there was no way I was ever trying to eat food that wasn't like...
that you knew where it came from.
Your dirty little hands out of my food.
Yeah, I was rolling in my mom's Tupperware out there at Hoover Elementary and Garfield Elementary in Santa Ana. And teachers were all about it. Caroline, appreciate you listening to us. I wonder what that goth kid is all up to nowadays.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for being a teacher, Caroline. We really appreciate all the hard work you guys put in.
Thanks. That means a lot.
Victoria from Norwalk, your mother-in-law is a teacher, so what's been the weirdest gift she's ever received?
She got a dead goldfish.
A kill me?
Dead. Was it in a bag?
It was like in a little ring box.
She like presented it to her.
In a ring box? So it was really a casket.
God.
A goldfish casket.
So dark.
What did she end up doing with that dead goldfish?
Threw it away.
Yeah, you got to make some ceviche, girl.
Come on,
Edgar. Hey, Chelsea, a little bit of limon, some lime, and some hot sauce will solve everything.
That used to be someone's pet. How dare you?
Victoria, thank you for listening. We love you.
Thank you. Bye.
What are techs saying, Brian?
Well, initially I thought that everyone got pancakes. But that's the key word for the last Instagram contest.
Oh, fast.
People text the wrong number, too. Make sure you listen to the contest rules. But I was like, damn, everyone's be getting pancakes today. From the 714, I teach preschool. I got a chair once, like the ones you take to the beach, but I totally used the heck out of that thing.
Oh, that's a nice gift.
That's great.
And then from the 213, I remember giving my third grade teacher a teddy bear. When she held it, she's like, oh, it sings? I didn't know it had a button on it. You press and sing. And apparently my brother had recorded curse words into the bear. Those personalized little bears you can have with a message.
Dude, that is hilarious. Like a little message.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's a threat if you don't pass my child from fourth grade.
Right.
This is what happened in that voice.
If you ever want to see your kid again, you're going to give me an A right now. Oh, God.
She's like hugging the bear and that's what she hears. Chelsea, I feel like if you ever brought gifts for your teachers, like just getting to know your parents out in Michigan, mm-hmm. they're really creative and super nice people.
Yeah, I had like my own jewelry bead making company in elementary school. I was like very entrepreneurial
because
I was, you know, had a lot of time on my hands. But so I remember I would make jewelry, like bracelets and necklaces for my teachers. But the funny thing, and they'd have like their initials on them or whatever, or like a fish bead or something, whatever that represented them.
Totally not the teacher's pet whatsoever.
I know. But I remember also like make them feel guilty if they didn't wear it.
Of
like,
course
I'd be like,
you did.
So where's that bracelet at? And they'd be like,
do you need me to make you a new one? Because I don't see you wearing it every single day.
I was that kid that was annoying that was like making them feel bad for not wearing it. I'd be like, that would have looked really great with that blouse you're wearing today, Mrs. Fisher.
She remembers her name.
She's still mad at Mrs. Fisher not wearing her friendship bracelet.
Chelsea, please try this.
What?
On one of your first dates, pull out one of these bracelets with the dude's initials already and give it to him at the
end.
Or
with like my initials with their last name.
I see that going well. I think Chelsea's admitted to having commitment problems. Let's see how this goes.
I made this for you, Mr. Tinkerbell. Veronica from Downey, you have an old roommate that gave a weird gift to their teacher. What was it?
Yeah, she was in love with her TA, and I guess they bonded over hamsters, so she straight up gave him a hamster one day over office hours.
Oh, no. Sounds
so weird.
Inappropriate.
Did he come like in one of those cute little cages that has like one of those spinning wheels and stuff like that?
She bought like a little ball, and then she didn't get him food or anything. She was just like, this is going to be so great, and I don't know what in her head. Maybe she thought like there were going to be like a thing after this, but I was like, no. That's not good.
What grade was she in at the
TA.
Time?
She was a sophomore in college.
Oh, wow.
No. I mean, this is my college happen. Roommate.
Oh, damn, my gosh,
so
Veronica.
And so I'm guessing it didn't work out between the two?
Oh, he was just like, thank you. And then he never showed up for office hours again.
I mean, what a weird statement to say that they bonded over hamsters. Like they had hamster talk.
Oh, no.
Veronica's like, then I proceeded to move out.
Right?
Essentially, I was like, you know, this isn't going to work.
Veronica, thanks for listening to us. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye.
We're all clowning on this, dude, and there's probably like a dating app out there called Hamster Talk.
Oh, it's a kinky thing? No.
Hamster Chat?
Well, I don't know about kinky.
Chelsea, why don't you tell us more about this app?
Kinky.
I think that app exists. It's called Craigslist.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.